The Ice Age. Do creationists believe in that? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for Answers magazine. One of the most asked questions I get asked at our seminars is, was there really an ice age? Well, yes, we do believe that. Although we don't believe in ice ages over tens of thousands of years, as evolutionists teach, we think the ice age was a consequence of Noah's flood just a few thousand years ago. Now, the Bible tells us that at the time of the flood, the fountains of the deep broke open all over the earth. This probably meant a lot of volcanic action and continental breakup. And the floodwaters were warmed up by these volcanic explosions. So at the end of the flood, you'd have warm oceans and cool land. Now, a lot of water would have been evaporated into the atmosphere. So what happened next? Well, because of the tilt of the earth and the wind, there would have been great storms at the poles. Much ice and snow would have formed. Hundreds of years after the flood, we believe that this ice accumulated as the Ice Age. Yes, the answer's in Genesis. And it's the account of the flood that explains the Ice Age.
Today's one of the last days we're offering our excellent DVD that takes you on a tour of our popular Creation Museum, which has drawn 1 million visitors in less than 3 years. For a great visual tour, order our DVD as you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and give a donation of any size to our nonprofit ministry. That's 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.